This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's military reported recapturing a southeastern village as Russian forces claimed to repel multiple attacks in the area. A regional official said 3 people were killed and another 10 injured when Moscow's troops fired at a boat evacuating people from Russian-occupied areas to Ukraine-held territory along a flooded front line. To the northeast, nearly halfway up the more than 1,000-kilometer front line, Ukrainian forces said they drove out Russian fighters from a village in the partially occupied Donetsk region. British media on Sunday reported former Scottish Minister Nicola Sturgeon had been arrested by police investigating the financings of the governing Scottish National Party. More from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Police Scotland said that a 52-year-old woman was detained on Sunday, quote, as a suspect in connection with the ongoing investigation into the funding and finances of the Scottish National Party, end quote. UK police do not name suspects until they are charged, but British media identified the arrested woman as Sturgeon. Several senior SNP figures, including her husband, Peter Morrill, were previously arrested and questioned as part of the investigation. None has been charged. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Former U.S. Attorney General William Barr defended the 37-count indictment against Donald Trump on Fox News about allegations Trump willfully retained hundreds of highly classified documents.
If even half of it is true, then he's toast. I mean, it's a very detailed indictment, and it's very, very damning. And this idea of presenting Trump as a victim here, a victim of a witch hunt, is ridiculous.
This is VOA News. The 4 indigenous children who survived 40 days in the Amazon jungle after their plane crashed have shared limited but harrowing details of their ordeal with their family, including that their mother survived the crash for days before she died. The kids, aged 13, 9, and 4 years and 11 months, are expected to remain for at least 2 weeks in a hospital receiving treatment after their rescue Friday. But some are already speaking and wanting to do more than lying in bed. The father of the 2 youngest children said the oldest of the surviving children told him their mother was alive for about 4 days after the plane crashed. Billionaire financier and philanthropist George Soros has laid out his succession plan, telling the Wall Street Journal he is handing control of his massive empire to his son Alexander Soros. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard reports.
Soros, now 92, once said he did not want his Open Society Foundations, known as OSF, to be taken over by one of his 5 children. But speaking of his decision to turn over this $25 billion empire to son Alex, who's 37, the elder Soros said, quote, he's earned it. Soros is known for his huge donations to liberal causes, something Alex said he plans to continue doing, telling the Journal that he is more political than his father. According to the Journal, the foundation directs about $1.5 billion a year to groups such as those backing human rights around the world and helping to build democracies.
Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard. Ted Kaczynski, the American man known as the Unabomber, who carried out a 17-year bombing campaign that killed 3 people and injured 23 others, died by suicide. 4 people familiar with the matter confirmed the cause of death to the Associated Press, but were not authorized to discuss it publicly. Kaczynski was found unresponsive in his cell in federal prison on Saturday. The new Transformers movie takes over the top spot at the box office, AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
Stand down!
The bots win over Spider-Man this weekend. Transformers Rise of the Beasts earned $60.5 million domestically, according to studio estimates. That makes it the number one box office draw, nudging out last week's number one, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. That film made $55.4 million in its second weekend. The Little Mermaid is in third place. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is number 4. The Boogeyman is in fifth place. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.